moderate to heavy rain is on the way, slated to begin Friday evening and continuing through Saturday. For more, we spoke with Tyler Jewell, a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Eureka.
Looking over the next few days, we've got a cold front that's going to be moving through Friday night and Saturday morning. It looks like it's going to bring a pretty unseasonably large amount of rainfall over Humboldt County. Just a lot more than we'd usually expect for May. So right now we're forecasting around 1 to 2 inches, maybe some higher amounts up to maybe 3 to even 4 inches in the southern mountains of Del Norte, but down around interior Humboldt, we're looking more in that 2 to 3 inch range. And that is primarily expected to fall late Friday night and early Saturday morning.
Snow will also be possible in the higher mountainous regions.
Snow levels with this look like they're going to fall pretty rapidly on Saturday morning, so we might get some flakes of snow down to maybe 3,000 feet in those interior mountains early Saturday morning. This looks like it'll be after most of the precip has come through, though, so we're not really expecting any impacts with that, but some of the mountains around, like Horse Mountain, and they might get some snow on early Saturday morning.
He explained that this amount of rainfall is an anomaly for this late in the season.
It's weird for this late in the season. This looks more like a system that we would see in the middle of winter than what we would see, in mid to late spring. So it's definitely interesting on that front.
Odd or not, he explained that this upcoming rain will be beneficial for local rivers.
I mean, we haven't had significant rain here in at least a few weeks, so it'll be, another solid pump of water across all of our watersheds. We're not expecting to see any real rises in the rivers, but it will at least bring water to the area. So, we'll see some flow increases across the region.
Despite the upcoming wet weather, burn permits are now required within the Humboldt, Del Norte, and Mendocino units of CAL FIRE. For more on that, we spoke with Battalion Chief Jeremy Ward.
So every year on May 1st in this area, CAL FIRE requires that you obtain a burn permit before you burn any vegetative debris. The North Coast Unified Air Quality Management District, they always require a permit any time of the year that you're going to burn that vegetation. But again, every year, beginning May 1st, CAL FIRE, Humboldt Del Norte Unit, always requires a permit.
Burn permits must now be obtained online at burnpermit.fire.ca.gov. Applicants can access the website to obtain a burn permit, which involves watching a short educational video and submitting the application. The process provides the necessary information needed to conduct the burn safely, while minimizing the chance of fire escape. Permits are valid beginning May 1st of each year and require annual renewal. They are also issued free of charge.
Just so folks know, there are several different types of permits that they can apply for with CAL FIRE. Those are all on the website. And just so folks know that if they're going for the residential or LE62A permit, those permits don't go through a review process and are generally approved almost immediately. For other permits, the LE7s and LE5s, those are for larger projects, burning large piles, multiple piles, and broadcast burning. Those permits go through a review process. We do ask that the public give us about 10 days to process those requests, those applications. Some of those applications may require a site visit to determine what safety considerations need to be taken before we can issue the permit.
To be in line with the permit, burns must always have a minimum 10-foot clearance down to bare mineral soil around all burn piles and have a shovel and a water source available with an adult present at all times.
In my experience, where we have escaped debris fires, those fires are all resulting from people who have not abided by the terms of those permits. Typically, it's because they haven't stayed in attendance, or they've been burning when it's windy, and very commonly is people don't clear around their piles. So that's kind of the biggest reason. There are a number of other reasons we want people to have the permits. But one of them is notifying the dispatch center before you burn. That way, when there are calls, you know, maybe from a neighbor or a passerby who doesn't understand where that smoke is coming from, that our dispatch center knows what is going on and can expect that, hey, we do know that there's a control burn going on at this location. And that hopefully prevents us from having to send a full wildland dispatch with all sorts of equipment and potentially aircraft out to something that we should already know about. And, you know, maybe we might just be able to send an engine to just ensure that it is a safe control burn and that it's not something else.
Battalion Chief Ward explained that failure to follow these precautions may result in citations and fines.
There is some, you know, potentially some accountability that's related to that. You know, the landowners could face civil or criminal penalties for not burning safely and properly. You can also be fined for not having a permit. So, again, these are pretty easy fixes that we can do, that the public can do to help keep them safe, keep their neighbors safe, and to help reduce the number of wildland fires.
Again, burn permits must now be obtained online at burnpermit.fire.ca.gov. For further information regarding residential burning or other fire safety tips, you can visit readyforwildfire.org. You can also download the Ready for Wildfire app on your device.